Hey, community, believe it or not, we're back. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Donna.
Donna, how are you today?
I am great. This is going to be my D-Day.
Is it?
Yes.
Your D-Day, and what is your D referring to?
I'm just thinking of all the names of all the people I love start with the name D.
Oh, is that what you were referring to? Yes. Oh, okay. I was thinking something
D-Day.
Else.
I know. Like, what could that mean if I was making a metaphor about the real D-Day?
I have no idea.
Dumb Day? This is the day I pretend to be dumb.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, you know, as I always go.
Pervert.
To bosoms.
D-cups.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you were thinking?
Sans bra.
D-cups.
Our first show back in a month and there's no bra. And clinky jewelry.
I know, forget
everything.
Unbelievable. As we were starting it, I realized I was clinking.
Unbelievable.
I thought about putting on a bra, and then I thought, you know, in honor of us not having recorded for 3 or 4 solid weeks, which is much too long,
right.
I must go sans bra for at least the last time.
Okay.
But I wasn't even saying D-Day to be that.
Oh, you weren't?
I haven't been a D since I wore a training bra.
Really?
So, yeah, that's small for me. I'm like an F or
I was
a
referring
G.
to myself.
Oh,
I have a D cup at this
D
point.
Now? No,
yes.
You're very fit.
So did you have a wonderful month off away from community news?
Oh, I've been having a very great month. It's been very summery.
Right.
And beachy.
Yes.
And hot.
Bitchy or beachy? Or
well,
both?
I live in Townport, so
yes.
It's been beachy and bitchy.
Gotcha. Okay. Right.
But it's been hot and it's been filled with summering activities.
Summering activities.
Trying to get them in. You know, I'm not a Kennedy, so I don't summer anywhere, like
right.
far away. Like they summered in Cape Cod and lots of like fancy people summer in the Hamptons. I
right.
summer right here in Townport.
Interesting.
So I've been, you know, I'm not that highfalutin. So I've been trying to tell myself, instead of feeling like deprived, that I don't go away somewhere to summer.
Right.
I now use that as my verb too, that I'm summering here in Townport.
So you summered in Townport. I spent the month trying out some local businesses.
Oh.
To see how things were in town.
And new ones or just ones you hadn't gotten to yet?
Ones I hadn't gotten to.
Okay.
Ones that I'd been avoiding for whatever reason because
people were bitchy? Or
yeah, well,
beachy?
Obviously.
Okay.
You know, in my own mind, they were. They didn't do anything, but, you know, I perceived
so
that
funny,
they were going to be.
You perceive that way when they're not even mean to you.
Right.
And I have actual haters
right.
being actually bitchy to me.
I understand
and yet,
that.
What do? I put on my smile and I just walk around pretending I don't.
Oh.
No, not like that. That. More like I pretend I don't notice and I don't care, even though they're passively or passive aggressively.
I wasn't
really
giving you a sad awe. I was
no.
saying,
oh,
that's
but,
good.
Oh, yeah, they're mean and they're
yeah.
bitchy and they're bullies, but I just said, like, I don't care. I think, God,
maybe it was a sad awe.
My life is so much
aw.
Better than theirs, and I kind of
yes.
feel sorry for them. They don't have a podcast.
Right.
They don't have a podcast partner. They don't have all the great
oh,
things I have.
That's so wonderful.
Exactly. So I feel sorry for them.
I feel very zen-like, namaste, because I have
yoga.
Been doing Pilates.
Pilates. Wow.
I've been going to the studio.
The senior center?
Thank you for bringing it up. But yes, at the senior center.
I'm proud of you. You're embracing the senior center.
I am the youngest one there
of
by
course.
40 years.
And doesn't it make you feel so
yes,
young?
I was told to avoid the other male member of the class
okay.
because he has, how should we say it, a farting problem throughout class. Whenever he does another pose, he farts.
Oh, that's
and
always
I,
fun.
Yes. So, you know, and I'm like
I
the
thought
new...
you were going to say he's like the braless man in like, you know, the Mikhail Baryshnikov tights with
oh,
no
yes.
cup or underwear situation.
You know, I don't look any further down
it's
than I have
to. It's
hard
not to notice, though,
right.
in his yoga and Pilates classes when a man has the whole package.
Well, it's not like when I'm at the country club when guys walk around naked and their balls scrape along the floor. So
it's hard not to notice those things.
Yes. So, no, I did that. But now I'm like the new hot young stud there
yes.
doing Pilates.
The women must be all checking your finger to see if you're...
Like,
now,
absolutely.
What do you do with an ex-wife? Is there like, does he wear half a ring?
Right.
A
it's
double
a,
ring?
I wear a half a ring, so it's always falling off. It's amazing.
But I mean, I feel like it's not really fair that you don't signal anyone that like, not married, but taken. I feel
right.
like there needs to be some kind
I
of
I think I just give off that,
that
vibe.
You give off a not married, but taken vibe?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I don't?
You give off a, I hate everyone, but any woman with big boobs. I would have a conversation with vibe.
Well, that is kind of the vibe, but once you get past that,
then you
realize
that you are committed to your ex.
Absolutely.
How is she doing?
She is wonderful.
A good summer?
She
okay.
is having having a wonderful summer.
Are you making her work like a dog and commute to the city every day while you golf?
Of course.
She doesn't get like a little summer vacation off?
Well, we are. We actually did go away.
Okay. Where did you go?
We went to the beach in Downport. Is that considering going away?
Wait, were you there on the fateful day?
I was not there on the fateful day. But we do have an international celebrity in town.
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
I know. And it's not us. We're already international celebrities from Iceland and
right,
the
exactly. Okay, so we have
a third international celebrity.
Right. So, why don't you tell everybody what happened? Because I wasn't there, but you were.
I was. And when you just said you and your wife were going to the beach, I was like, was he there that day? But he was pretending not to be. Well, I was at the beach.
Okay.
And I observed
a
woman observing another woman.
Okay.
And very preoccupied.
Okay.
She was very preoccupied with what was going on. But in all fairness, I understand why she was.
I just want to ask one question. I know you're going to get mad when I ask it. Is this story going to be longer than real time?
No, you're going to have to ask me questions to help me make it brief.
I just want to make sure.
But the brief story is the woman I was watching.
Good use of word, by the way, brief.
Yeah. Okay. The woman I was watching was watching another woman who was younger than both she and I, but not young, not like a kid, like she shouldn't know better, like 28 years old. And the woman's top was taken off.
The 28-year-old.
Yes.
And how did you not immediately call me up and say, they're naked breasts on the beach?
The first person I thought of was you. And I wanted to text you and say, hey, I think your ex-wife is working today. It was a Monday.
Right.
At like 10:30 in the morning. And I wanted to say, get off the golf course or the Pilates and get over here. But as usual, my phone was dead.
Right.
So I couldn't text you. I was
probably in some sort of pose that there was no way I was getting out of anyway.
Oh, you would have gotten out. Oh. So not only was she topless, but like she was with this much older man, which actually I was also going to ask you at one point. I was like, is that Paul? She was with a guy in his 50s and she was like 28. And the guy was all over her fondling.
Fondling the naked boobs on the beach?
Yes.
How many B words can we do?
Oh, okay. I thought it was D-Day, but maybe it is B-Day.
Yeah.
Beach, boob, brevity, brief.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So so it was disturbing, but you know, my kids were at camp. So I wasn't like upset my kids are going to see this. I was just kind of like myself going, what's going on in this town? You know, it's really getting a little bit, as my kids say, garbagey. Like it's starting to feel a little trashy that I'm sitting in this town's local beach and I'm watching a woman with the, you know, would take the shirt off and the old man is like, man our age,
right.
In our age group, was in our decade, was like fondling her.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
The other woman was there with her children, with three children.
Let me ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Ask questions, please.
The question is, if the man was not fondling the boobs, would there be a problem then with just naked boobs on the beach?
Well, if
or was it the fondling that put you over?
Well, if you read the Westport Police Department link about this and the 169 comments, most people in town, being so liberal as they are, they were very upset that the other lady got mad at that naked lady. They were like, it's just boobs. Who cares? In Europe, which I agree. Listen, I've been to plenty of topless beaches in Europe and Dominican Republic, but we're not in Europe or the Dominican Republic.
Did you go topless there? On those beaches?
Of course!
Really?
Yes!
Did they get sunburned or what happened? Do you suntan lotion?
Well, I mean, I'm not a moron just because I went topless. So I put, SPF 50 like I do
50.
Everywhere else.
Okay.
But here's the thing about topless, that it's a good question that you asked that. Good riveting reporting.
Yes.
You know, your nipples are sensitive.
Right.
More sensitive than the rest of your... So I don't want them getting sunburned or getting blisters, God forbid, on my nipples. So, you know, I found that the whole topless beach thing for me when I've been in Europe... I'll be topless, but then I'm facing down, like with my boobs in the blanket.
Why not put like the zinc oxide
on
them?
That's what people should do. I've done it where I'm sitting there a couple times. This is in my 20s, you know, when my body was perfect.
Right.
Like no belly fat.
Right.
I'd sit there with my friends. We might have a conversation and I'm sitting up. As far as laying back with them, staring up, I mean, I don't want that much direct sun on my boobs. So like... Then I think, I'm trying to think what I did. I think I would take like the t-shirt and just, you know, string it across the boot. That's what I would always do on a topless beach. I'd take a t-shirt and string it across.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you think I could make myself a profession out of being the person who puts suntan lotion on boobs at a topless beach?
I like that you're always thinking of an entrepreneur.
How do you think that would go over?
a way to make money. Yes. Well, I bet there are people at those nudist colonies. And right. At, what is that place? A friend of mine went to it where it's like, what is it called? Do you know what a place I'm talking about? Where it's like
hedonism?
Yes, my friend went there. Uh-huh. Where they're all, I bet you they have pool boys that work there and do that kind of thing.
Wow.
Don't you think?
Do you think I should
that's
apply?
A good old age job to
Let
look
me tell
into.
You something. We Next year when we take our hiatus, that's what I'm going to do. So I have a year to plan into it.
No matter what you would do at hedonism, even if you didn't actually have a job doing that, you'd be watching a lot of free-flowing tatas, naked vajayjay, like the whole thing.
Wow, the whole
thing. Anyways, what happened back here at Townport, I did think to myself, I did think to myself, like, you know, it's a little inappropriate, whatever. She seemed drunk. The guy was, like, all over her. But this other lady had her kids with her, and she was not having it. So she was clearly getting upset.
Right.
And her kids were watching. And, like, it was gross for her kids to see this, you know? I mean, people want to act like, oh, it wouldn't bother me. Really? It wouldn't bother you if you're under 10-year-old is, is watching, like, fornication, basically, on the beach. So the woman went over to them, and she said...
On the beach, let's go get away. Oh,
she said, can you please put your top back on? And then the guy started swearing at this other woman and cursing her out, calling her every name. And so did the girl, not a girl, 28-year-old woman, almost a 30-year-old woman. Like, let's stop infantilizing people in their 20s, right? Okay. I mean, 28, what were you and I doing? Like, paying our own rent for at least 10 years at that point. So this grown woman, almost 30, you know, swearing at this other woman. So the other woman, now that she's being cursed out, goes to get a lifeguard. I guess she thought she'd have a lifeguard to tell them, like, they're cursing them. While she goes to get a lifeguard, she looks over and she sees the older man got up, went over to her children and was like, are you her children? Are you da-da-da? Then calls the woman over and the topless woman. And the topless woman comes over, takes off her bikini bottom, bends over in their face, her ass and her vagina. Yeah, yeah. To be a jerk, you know, to be like, to be like, these are your kids? Fuck you, lady. And she does that. So the lady was mad. And listen, I don't blame her. Since then, the lady's come out with like a whole YouTube channel.
Right.
And people are making fun of the lady and saying she seems like a busybody and this and that. Here's the thing. Maybe she is a busybody. And maybe she is trying to get fame out of it. And that seems weird. But at the end of the day, I don't blame her. If somebody got in your kids under 10's face retaliating and taking down their bottom and sticking their vagina and butt in their face, would you be okay with that? I mean, that is... Come on. Maybe. That's basically it's almost assault.
You know what the most amazing thing about this story is? That you did not get involved somehow. It's amazing that you restrained yourself.
I did, and you know, it took all my restraint. I don't like seeing people do the wrong thing.
Right.
And I don't like seeing people do the wrong thing to kids. So I'm kind of with the lady, even if people say, oh, she's a busybody or she did it. They go, why didn't she move? But here's the thing that they don't understand.
Right.
She drove an hour and a half to be there. She's not actually a Townport resident. She drove an hour and a half to get to this beach, paid whatever. I don't think she paid to be. I don't know if she paid parking to be there or got, I don't know. She said she drove there. So it sounds like she paid her parking. She's there legally on the beach. And she's got three kids. She's got an umbrella set up. I get it. When you have little kids, it's not so easy to go, let's just lift this all up and take the umbrella and move down there. And I'm sure in her mind, she was like, why should I have to? Why should I have to? I'm not doing the wrong thing.
The most important question to me is exactly at what spot was this taking place so I know where to go to look for topless people at this point.
It all took place to the right of Mikey's, the place where they sell food.
Oh, got it. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I will. So basically, that's where I need to hang out for the rest of
Potential topless women. Now, I don't know if you saw on the Townport community board, people were debating whether or not it's legal or illegal to be topless on a Connecticut beach.
Yes.
And according to what I read, it looks like they're saying it's actually legal. Is that your understanding?
That's to me, topless. The more topless, the better topless.
Well,
that's all
that
I got to say.
Too. Every man commenting was like, I don't see the problem. I want, and I'm like, okay, first of all, in a court of law, I would hope that the lawyers wouldn't be such idiots and the judges to be swayed by the male opinion on the matter, because every single one was like, where am I when all the good stuff happens?
Exactly.
More topless people. Yeah, well, that's all great and fine. I'd like to see their reaction when someone sticks their bush and their ass, their dirty ass and their dirty bush, that they've been up all night with this old man, you know, drunk, and who knows what, you know, in their kids' face, in their precious Townport kids' face. I'd like to see the same freaking hypocrites that this town is filled with who are, oh, I'm so liberal. Everyone be naked. Everybody be fooling around on the beach. Do it in front of your little under 10-year-old child who can't go to school without their therapist and their animal support dog going with them, okay?
All I got to say is Brand Welcome new back, show, baby. Same old content.
Donna is back.
She's back. You know, we didn't even talk about, I hope you had a good Labor Day.
Oh, it was so good.
Was it good? Besides seeing naked people
on
the beach.
Well, now I keep looking, you know, now that story, you saw that story made not just national. First, it makes New York news. I love watching it climb.
Right.
You know, because first of all, usually you and I talk about a story.
Right.
And then we watch it climb. So sometimes we're feeding the story.
Yes.
But I love that news person in me.
Amazing.
I love the climb from local to New York news to national news
the
to
best.
International news. And when your friends in London are sending it to you going, what the heck's going on in your
Amazing.
Town?
Amazing. It's so great.
I love it.
It's so great.
Me too.
I'm glad you had a great Labor Day.
Donna, Day was fun. Wait, what about,
that's
want
it.
To talk about what's, okay.
What's it? That's it. We
don't have enough time?
We don't have enough time. We have another show. We're actually back on the air
it's
now.
So exciting.
With
I'm
brand
missed,
new
I've never
shows.
I've being on the air this badly in my life.
We're going to be on now every Tuesday.
That's
so
right.
Listen to us. See you next Tuesday, right?
Program note.
Yes,
we
go
are,
ahead.
Right. This kind of stuff. We are officially now. See you next Tuesday.
Correct.
Don't think that we're calling you a cunt.
It's not a hairy bush in
right.
your face.
Right. And we're not calling you a lady's body part. We're just saying see you next Tuesday because our show will be on Tuesdays.
Right.
And what other programming notes do we need to say?
That's it.
Viewer
no
mail.
Surprises.
Viewer
oh, from
mail.
My. Oh, okay.
You know, I've been hearing from our listeners, and you and I both love that.
Yes.
Now it's fall. Everyone's back in school. Please keep up with the viewer mail. Tell us what you liked hearing about and what you want to hear about.
Right. More hairy bush, more topless beaches. We've got plenty of stuff. More my Pilates exhibit.
I
Namaste.
I want to hear more about how,
Namaste.
How your Pilates, how it's coming together.
I right, like exactly.
Called, but
I don't know. But
solar plexus.
Well, I was so jealous when you
together.
Said in your 20s you had a flat stomach because I remember the one week of my life when I had a flat stomach.
Oh, really?
That was it.
My 20s, I had the inverted convex concave stomach. It
right.
was, honestly, I didn't realize how good I looked. Now I wish I still, you know, it was like there was no overhang. There was no stretched out from babies. It was just concave.
The only way I realize how good I look is when somebody posted a TBT picture of me in my 20s.
One of you. Oh, my God. You were like out of a hot 80s movie. I was fangirl crushing on that picture.
That's so nice. On that,
but you're back together.
No, exactly. Right on my finger. On that note, Donna, it's so wonderful to see
it
you.
It is so wonderful to see you, Paul.
And I will see you again on Tuesday.
You will see me, and so will our listeners next Tuesday.
Excellent.
We love you, community.
Take care. Talk to you next week.